4, Bravo Golf Echo. HKX. How are you today? Y'all still doing, you know, comms?
Still monitor your frequency, but if it's not in use, if you need a quick QSO, that's fine. Not an issue.
Letting people in South Carolina know that Gap Creek Road is now closed. Could not get down it yesterday. I didn't know if y'all were still doing an emergency net. It's been kind of quiet, so I didn't know what was going on. I didn't want to fire the repeater. Just wanted to let everyone know.
To me with that one more time.
Gap Creek is closed. I don't know why, but I was going to come down from when I was coming home from Hendersonville. I was going to come down Gap Creek because that's the way I've been taking, but it is closed. So you have to detour once you get to the bridge on 11.
Roger that. I appreciate you letting us know that, Donnie. You be careful. They probably closed it because of the roads partially collapsed there.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're trying to do something to get it more cleaned up through there because there's still like a lot of trees leaning and power lines being down and stuff. So hopefully they can get that pretty quickly done. So yeah, and I hope everything over there is going well as well. And I hope you are, and you guys keep up the good work.
All right, Donnie. Things are going good up here. We've just been kind of busy behind the scenes this morning, moving a lot of stuff around. So good to hear you today, and you be careful out there. KO4HKX, standing by.
Well, thank you for BG.
TP, can I get a little bit more information regarding Gap Creek Road, and I'll send that down to South Carolina Emergency Management in Columbia. Items I needed, number one, your call sign. Number two, just to confirm, that's Gap Creek Road in northern Greenville County, correct? It's W4ATP.
ATP, Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, name's Donnie. And yeah, it's Gap Creek that runs from Highway 11 up to 25 there is closed off. Kind of like Patrick said, one lane is partially collapsed off, bunch of trees leaning, and power lines hanging down.
W4ATP, I'll go ahead and forward that information down to Columbia just to make sure they have it. Thanks a lot. W4ATP, monitoring.
You're very welcome, and that's the route I have been taking because I worked up in East Flat Rock in North Carolina, and it was, you had to have, you know, some extreme caution going through there. You couldn't just drive through there willy-nilly, and I'm guessing now they're getting to it, so hopefully they'll have it cleaned up for the residents in there. It was pretty gnarly looking. But yeah, appreciate you passing that along. KQ4BG73s, I'll get out of the way.
4HKX, Tom, you still there?
W4ATP.
Just want to make sure, Sean's probably listening, but he passed on the other two that I gave him earlier today.
Regarding the power outage reports, one from Iva, one from Honeypath.
That is correct.
Roger, I was actually on this morning and heard the guy from Lake Secession down in Iva. So that went in about 8 o'clock this morning. The one for Honeypath I sent in about 15 minutes ago, W4ATP.
Roger that. I just want to make sure we got them. Just double checking. KO4HKX, standing by.
For EEE monitoring and Seneca.